Balaam the seer was sent away by King Balak of Moab without having received the rich rewards that he had been promised. If the prophet had cursed Israel, as Balak had told him to do, he would have had riches and honor showered upon him. But three times over, God had put words of blessing for Israel into Balaam's mouth. Far from cursing the nation, the words he had spoken were highly favorable to the Israelites. But Balaam's heart was divided between obedience to God and his love of money. He had been promised so much, and he had received nothing. Now he would have to return empty-handed to his distant homeland in Mesopotamia without reaping any benefit. Balak was angry with him and would give no compensation for all the trouble Balaam had taken. As the seer thought about it, an idea came to him. There was just one way he could help Israel's enemies. If he did this, perhaps the Moabite king would give him the rich rewards he had promised. Although Balaam could not turn the Lord against Israel, he could turn Israel from the Lord. So before he left the country, he gave the only piece of advice that could do Israel any harm. He told the Moabites and Midianites to find a way of making the Israelites unfaithful to the Lord, so that God himself would destroy his people. Balaam advised them to send their women and girls to the Israelite men in order to seduce them and draw them into participating in pagan festivities and rituals. Balaam was well aware that the Lord would not tolerate any form of idolatry in Israel or any contact with the gods of other nations. So while Israel was encamped in the plains of Moab, the Moabite and Midianite women went out and seduced the Israelites and invited them to the sacrifices that were made to their gods. Many Israelites were led astray and went to eat and drink at these pagan festivals, bowing down to idols and worshipping the local god, the Baal of Peor. This divinity was a fertility god, so the Israelites participated in the licentious rites and ritualistic orgies. Many men, even amongst the leaders, became worshippers of Baal Peor, and the Lord's anger burnt against them. God said to Moses, "Take all the leaders, kill them, and expose them in broad daylight." So Moses told the Israelite judges to put to death the leaders who had been worshipping the Baal of Peor. One Israelite even brought a Midianite woman into his tent in broad daylight, while Moses and the whole assembly were grieving at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the high priest, took a spear, followed the Israelite into his tent, and killed him and the Midianite woman. Only then did the sudden plague that had broken out amongst the Israelites die down, but already 24,000 people had lost their lives. The Lord said to Moses that it was Phinehas who had turned his anger away from Israel. Because of his zeal for God's honor, he and his descendants would have the reward of a lasting priesthood. "I am making my covenant of peace with him," said the Lord, "because he was zealous for the honor of his God and made atonement for the Israelites." After the plague, which had caused the death of so many people in the camp, the Lord told Moses and Eleazar to take a second census of the nation. The first census had been taken after Israel had come out of Egypt. Since then, the fighting men who had been numbered the first time in the desert of Sinai had died in the wilderness, all except Caleb and Joshua, as the Lord had said. So another census was needed. Moses and Eleazar the high priest numbered all the men 20 years old or more from every tribe except the tribe of Levi. They found a total of 601,730 men able to serve in the army of Israel. All the male Levites a month old or more were also counted, but separately. They numbered 23,000. The men of the tribe of Levi were not permitted to fight, because their task was to look after the sanctuary and do the work of the tabernacle. So they were not counted along with the other Israelites. God had also said that the Levites would receive no land in Canaan, as the Lord himself would be their portion and their inheritance. Next episode, the defeat of the Midianites.